Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
Here is the deal. Everybody has like a story in their past, or most of us do, that is so unbelievable that you just stop telling the story because a quarter of the way through it, when you're telling your friends, you can see that they don't believe you anymore.
Nah, that's not true.
Is what they say.
Right.
Right.
What did you think she was questioning you?
I'm not really sure where she was going. I thought she was saying, no, not everybody has a story like that. So 404-741-Q100. We are not allowed to say we don't believe your story.
Right.
But we are taking a leap of faith, and we believe what you're about to tell us is absolutely true. And we'll start with Jeff here. Again, 404-741-Q100, because whenever Jeff starts to tell the story, you can see especially dudes' eyes go, whatever.
I don't even, and women, and I don't even bother to tell it.
Okay.
Like, telling it is pointless. That's how unbelievable it is. Okay. But the very first time that I ever, like, really hooked up, you know how the evolution of boy-girl relationship is, you know, like, hey, let's go behind the garage and kiss.
Mm-hmm.
And then
let's lock our braces.
Yeah, and then, you know, and then there might be kind of like the prolonged kiss, but it's not really the make-out type
right.
thing.
Sure.
And then when you get to the point where you're full on, like, that, then it's like you realize
something's happening.
Yeah, you're finding out the differences between boys and girls. That uh-huh. one. The first time that ever happened for me, there were two girls there.
No way. So
you can't say that.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So the very first time that you ever were approached for sex was by two girls.
Yes.
It wasn't full. Was it fully all the way a home run around all the bases?
We were not able to accomplish that,
okay.
But
your very first sexual experience was a threesome.
That would be the right way to say it.
Were they older than you?
Nope.
They were your age?
Same age.
Wow.
And their names were Heidi and Wendy.
That never happens.
That wasn't me.
Really?
Bert can't say it. Look at, he wants to. The name adds. The name adds to it because.
You're saying liar?
No.
It's,
no.
It's those are like the porn star DVD names, right?
Right.
Like if you were going to pick names and make a DVD about this, I get every detail about
your
it now that I'm saying it.
Your first sexual experience was a threesome.
Yes.
Wow, that is
insane.
Really, really cool.
All right, so we have to say during the segment that we believe everybody.
We believe everybody.
But well, after the segment.
Well, I don't believe that my name is a poor name.
Oh, sorry. And if you really want to expand upon it, you can. It happened at summer camp.
Okay.
No
you know
way.
Where I went? Yes.
Come on.
And it happened.
It's one time at summer
wow.
camp?
Exactly. So.
That's great, Jeff. Fantastic.
Thanks.
Sandy, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi.
Hey. All right. We are absolutely going to believe your story no matter how over the top it is.
Okay, well, you may be like the first then ever, but it's true.
Okay.
I was 9 years old. I was in fourth grade. I was really, really sick. I had an appendicitis. The doctors couldn't figure out what was wrong with me, so I was sick and vomiting for probably 3 months before I was diagnosed. But I was really sick in bed one day. My mother's in the bedroom, And all of a sudden, I'm looking down at myself in the bed. My mother's there, and it's like I'm sitting on my curtain rail. And the phone rings. My mother leaves the room, and I'm still floating in on the ceiling. And it's my fourth grade teacher. My mother tells me this later. At the time, I didn't know who answered the phone, you know, who was on the phone. But it's my fourth grade teacher. She says, you need to come to school and pick Sandy up. She's running up and down the halls with the bathroom pass. She's non-responsive to anything I say to her, and she's just acting like a crazy girl. And so apparently I left my body and went to school. Now, I don't know why I did that, but my fourth grade teacher always remembered that, and I still know her to this day, and she remembers that she didn't believe my mother that I wasn't at school. You know, so
wow.
I had an out-of-body experience in fourth grade.
Wow. Wow, wow.
And you believe me, right?
Yes, we do.
We believe you.
Yes, we do.
No, really.
All right.
All right, thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
I really do believe in stuff like that.
Yeah, I believe that.
That's way more believable than your story.
You can't say
not
that.
You're not supposed to say that during this segment.
My
believable.
Good morning, Rebecca. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys. My car was stolen off the back of a tow truck.
Oh.
Your car was stolen?
It broke down. Called my mechanic. He came to pick it up. It was Memorial Day weekend. That Friday night, he got it up there, figured out what was wrong, and he came in the next morning on Saturday, 7:30 a.m., called me and said that it was stolen along with his tow truck.
Oh, so the whole thing.
So, do you not believe him, or does everybody else not believe you?
No, it happened. It happened. I finally retrieved the car. The dumb criminal stole one check out of the tow truck checkbook and tried to cash it. It's just an idiotic criminal.
Okay, I believe that one. Sure, of course, we yeah, believe.
We believe.
We
you.
Believe. Thank you.
Got you.
Good morning, Mike. You are on Q100.
Morning, guys. What's going on?
You tell us.
Well. One of these stories where no one ever believes me.
No sweat, dude. We're here to believe.
Every day at recess, I would go out to this tunnel. Well, this girl, we had like a nice big playground. There was a lot of different things out there. And way in the back corner was this tunnel, cement tunnels, like a culvert. No one ever went out there. This girl named Laura would take me out there and perform sexual acts on me.
And how old were you?
5 or 6.
Oh,
whoa. And wow. How old was she?
She's the same.
Is she still your favorite teacher?
No. She was a student, one of the girls in the class.
Oh, okay.
At five or six years old?
Yeah, I had no idea what I was doing. I mean, she pretty much controlled it. She tried to get me to do things to her, but I had no idea what I was doing.
Wow.
Wow. And you were in what grade?
It was kindergarten.
I don't want to believe you.
Right?
Oh, that's awesome.
That's sad, because she learned that somewhere.
Well, she probably didn't know what she was doing either, right?
Well.
No, she told me what, she was trying to tell me what to do, and I obviously wasn't doing it right.
She either learned something too early or was abused, right?
Oh, poor little thing. Yeah.
If she knew what that was at five.
I'm with Wendy. I don't want to believe it, right?
No, I don't.
Oh, man. I don't know if I'm sad for you, actually.
Never told my mother or anybody about it. So.
Wow. Wow.
Well, now everybody knows and everybody believes you.
Right.
Nope, because my name's not Mike.
I don't believe you.
That sucks.
Thanks for calling, Mike. I appreciate it, man. Wow.
That's freaky.
That's sad. That's sad.
I still don't believe Jeff.
Of all those. Jeff is the one that you don't believe, right?
Sorry. I'm sorry. Yes, I believe
you. Can we call one of those girls?
Just
to get confirmation.
I have desperately tried to remember their last names because I would want to Facebook them.
And you don't remember?
Just to bring memories back, and I honestly can't. I might, I could get all CSI on it and work my way backwards to because I know what high school they went to and what school they were in.
I just want to hear her say, yes, the story is absolutely true.
It would have to be the Heidi. Because she is definitely, she was out and about more so. Because
mm-hmm.
I think it was one of Wendy's first times as well.
Don't,
not you, Wendy. But it was a different Wendy.
Stop me with that.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.